Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Campbell Shore Podcast. This is show number 22. The title of today's show is, There Is No Secret. I'm sure a lot of you have heard, if you haven't heard, you will hear about a book that has sold, I guess, over $50 million worth of DVDs, books, and everything else, and it's called The Secret. Oprah recently did a expose on it, I guess, promoting this woman who is no longer available for comment, apparently. The name of the book is, and I won't give you the name of the woman and where to get it here, because I really don't support the book or its premise. I do admire the woman who took an old theme and wrapped it up and makes it look nice, but the premise of the book is the following. That in order to obtain what you want in life, and all of the things that she talks about in the book, for the most part, are middle class things, not world peace, not equality for all men and women, but for the most part, cars, nice houses, dresses, things that, you know, pretty much, I think, would be, most people would agree that most people who want these things and these things only are kind of shallow. But that's what the book concerns itself with, middle class American possessions. But if you want these possessions, you merely need to think about them, visualize them in your mind, and that will bring them to you. It's the bottom line is, it's a piece of crap. The premise is ridiculous, and I'm always amazed at how eager Americans are to embrace any ideology that requires us to do nothing in terms of physical activity. The book really literally says, think about what you want. Envision yourself having the item, and it will come to you. It doesn't talk anything, it doesn't mention anywhere in the book about taking a positive step in terms of actions. Just visualize it. So for, in my case, let's assume that I want a brand new big screen. So I should sit and dedicate time each day visualizing myself watching a big screen television. And eventually, sooner or later, and I'm using these are not her words now, the sooner or later part, but that will communicate my wishes and desires to the universe, and the universe will somehow cause reality to reflect what I want. I'll tell you something right now. I certainly am superstitious, as you can tell by one of my previous podcasts on superstitions, but this has taken it to the extreme, and superstition relative here. I'm saying it regards to this matter in the sense of thinking of something, how doing one thing will cause something else to happen. And in this case, visualizing, a big screen. How it's relevant to superstition would be, if I think I'm going to have bad luck, then I will. You know, self-fulfilling prophecy. And I suppose I haven't heard any other comments or commentary on this, but I guess her book is about a self-fulfilling prophecy to a point, only it's only based on thought. So that's the premise of the book, and I fervently disagree with it. I think it does more harm than good, because it basically says, if I weigh 400 pounds, and this is mentioned in her book, if I weigh 400 pounds, I should visualize myself at 150 pounds. Now, in nowhere in the book does it say I need to diet, and nowhere in the book does it say I need to exercise, and nowhere in the book does it say I should seek maybe counseling or some form of surgery to help alleviate the problems, change my life in any way. I should just sit and focus on being 150 pounds. And again, the universe will hear that wish and therefore make it so. It really is hard for me to believe that this woman has made over $50 million and counting on a book that that makes these kinds of claims. And by the way, she does swear by it, I want you to know. And she says that's how she made her fortune. Well, it seems to me she made her fortune by writing a book that a bunch of gullible people want to believe. You know, throughout my life, I've met a lot of people, and including, in addition to those people, I'm reminded of my sister, one of my sisters, whom I love dearly, I really do. And she would like to be married, get married. The other day I asked her, I said, "Sis, you know, what are you doing to make that happen?" And her statement was, "The Lord will bring someone to me when it's time." And she's been saying this for 20 years. Maybe more like 15. Okay, 15 to 20 years. And I find it interesting when I hear my sister say it, when they use God as an excuse to do nothing. And I've heard friends of mine say it, "Well, when the right person's there, it'll just be there. I'll know it. He will know it." And yet some of these people who say this, and in this situation, I'm referring to women, so I'll look at it. Surely men do also. But you look at one of my friends who sits at home 7 days out of seven, watching television, doing crossword puzzles, and I wonder, where are you supposed to meet this guy? Is he supposed to just knock on your door and say, "Gee, the universe told me to come over today, so I'm here. Hello, I'm your next, you know, I'm your next love. I'm your next, the next big thing." It just, I find it hard to believe. And I'm thinking of about three or four of my friends, and all of whom are still waiting for that guy to come knocking on their door. And I guess the universe must be very, very busy. Let me make it clear, I'm not suggesting that having a positive attitude is fruitless. I'm not suggesting that having a positive attitude will lead to a negative outcome or no outcome at all. But what I am suggesting is that having a positive attitude is only the first step in obtaining a result. If I were to put it into a formula, the formula would say positive thought, or okay, in visualization, you want a visualization of where you want to be, okay, must lead to positive action, which can then lead to the desired, and I'll say positive result. And I think where the book leaves off is it stops at step one. It begins and ends on one step instead of two steps, which is the thought and the action. It just focuses on the thought. And I think that's where the book falls remarkably, drastically, horribly, viciously short. Please do not look for a quick fix to your life. If you want something to happen, you do have to have faith in yourself to accomplish it. And you do have to have faith in other people. And you do have to have faith in the future. And you do have to have a positive attitude. But that is only the beginning. You must take an action. Yes, there's such a thing as serendipity. I say serendipity. My nose is stopped up. I can't speak well. But you know what I'm trying to say. There is such a thing. Certain things can fall into your lap. Certain things can. Once in a blue moon, you may be walking past a newspaper bin and you look down and see $1,000 bill. It's possible. But if you think the universe is going to somehow magically just drop $1,000 into your post box, you're insane. If you honestly believe that your future partner will know you when she or he sees you, you're insane. If you think you can sit in your house watching someone else's idea of reality, and of course I'm referring to television, and that somehow the world will come into your universe, your small world, your little space, and rescue you from yourself, you're insane. It's not going to happen. People say to me, Mark, why you got to be so negative? Why you got to be so negative? If being honest is being negative, then I guess I hope I'm one of the most negative people that you ever listened to. Okay? If you want something to happen, take the steps to make it happen. And even that is not a guarantee that you'll get what you want. But that is your responsibility. If you want to dream, I dream every day. And most of my dreams have come true. I'm very blessed in that way. But a lot haven't. And no matter what dreams of mine come true, there will always be dreams that don't. There will always be a goal, something I have to achieve. And that's the way it's supposed to be. So, while we'd all like a diet pill that will work instantly, while all of us would like that to win the lottery, believe me, I really want to win the lottery, I'm telling you, the chances of that happening are very slim and impossible. What's not impossible is my ability to get up, educate myself, get a job, get a treadmill, find an exercise partner, take a walk. Those things can happen today. And they will, in the end, result in my original wish, get me where I wanted to go. It may not be as flashy, it may not be as cool, and it may not be as miraculous, but it's far more gratifying than someone just giving you something because you want it. Unless, of course, it's food, because if any of you want to, send me a cake or pie or something, that's a different story. Anyway, subject for another show. Yeah. I hope you find my message today helpful. I know it may not make you happy. I know you may not think I'm the most, again, it may not make you go, ooh, I'm so glad I heard this podcast, but I hope it does. Because we all need a wake-up check. We all need reality check. We all need a gravity check. And this is my gravity check to you, okay? Don't believe everything you read. And anytime someone says all you need to do to accomplish anything is sit and think about it, you better think long and hard about who's telling you that, giving you that message, okay? My name is Mark Taylor. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Hope you'll subscribe to it at feeds.feedburner.com/Candleshore. You can go to the blog directly at candleshoreblog.com. And for all things Candleshore, you can go to www.candleshore.com. I'd love to hear from you in an email. If you choose to send me one, you can send it to musicman@candleshore.com. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.